Okay, number here, 087-77-11-103. We spoke to a lot of people who were organising gathering events last year and looking forward to it. There were so many, but one that stuck out in our minds was a getting together of people with connection with Canada. And it looks like there is that event happening in September, but lots more besides as well. And joining us here in the studio to tell us lots more is Lynn Loftus, the organiser of Canada. And how's it going? How's the stress level for all this then?
Well, the stress level I won't talk about, but it's going great.
It sounds like a whole lot of fun.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be from September 13th to 15th. And we already have so many people who are descendants of the tenants from Culloden and who are coming over, and they've confirmed that they're coming over. They're not only contacting us to tell us that they're coming over, but they're sending us their stories, which is fantastic.
And have they all got Wicklow connections of some sort?
They all have Wicklow connections, and they've done their own research over the years, and so they have the other half of the story in places like Ottawa, further south in Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick. You know, we have people coming from all over, which is fantastic. And that's only in the last really month or so, when people have started to pick up on it and book. So it's fantastic.
And you've got to, just to establish, you've got Canadian connections yourself, don't you?
Yes, my mother was born in a log cabin in Saskatchewan. And then I came over here to study, met my Irish husband, and stayed.
Right. You were bitten by the charm, were you?
Exactly.
All right. Also here with us is Anne Burns, and she is from Ottawa. Is that right?
That's correct.
Right. Where is Ottawa now in relation to places across Canada?
Well, I usually say between Montreal and Toronto.
Right.
That places it close enough.
Right, so you're on the eastern coast.
Not on the coast, we're inland, about a third of the way
from
the east coast.
But the eastern side of Canada.
Okay,
yes. And what is Ottawa?
Ottawa's the capital.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's the best place to live.
Yeah, and the reason I asked was because we always hear about Toronto, and we always hear about Montreal, and then we might hear about Vancouver or something, but Ottawa, yeah, we know that's the capital, but we don't really talk about it. So you're here to put us right on that.
Well, I would like to have all kinds of people come to Ottawa and enjoy the beautiful, clean city and the number of festivals we have. But right at the moment, my mind is in Wicklow.
And what is your Wicklow connection?
Well, my third great grandfather, Arthur Byrne, was one of the Fitzwilliam emigrants.
Right.
And they
so
left.
So you go right back to what we're talking about.
Yes. And I have found the land that he used to live on. I've had my feet on the site of his former cabin, and I've actually made connections with the Byrne family that I'm related to, who are still living in that area.
Did you always know that, or did you have to go looking?
I had to go looking. I always knew that the family came from Wicklow, but beyond that, we didn't really know until I got hold of the death certificate of my great-great-grandfather, and it gave his parents' names as Arthur Byrne and Eliza Keogh. And so I got on the Wicklow mailing list for RootsWeb, and I said, does anybody know where I go from here? I have these names. All I know is they come from County Wicklow. And within hours, I had information that they were possibly Fitzwilliam tenants. And that led me to other research. I knew where I found out where they had settled in Canada, got all the family information, realized they were mine, and decided that someday I would try and come back and find the
place.
And
what do you think of the place then?
Oh, I love it there. I feel like home. It's very strange. I've always felt a connection to Ireland, but I couldn't really explain it. And I've now been here. I think this is my sixth trip since 2008. And I'm always welcomed by the Byrne family.
Excellent, right. And what do you think of all this gathering thing?
Oh, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to seeing...
You meet more people apart from... I know they weren't really solitary visits, but they were of small groups. So now you're going to meet a lot of people.
I think it's a marvelous opportunity to share stories.
Right. Well, joining us here as well in studio is a broadcaster, Austin Cumberton, who runs the Gaelic Hour on a radio station in Ottawa. Austin, you're very welcome.
Thanks indeed.
Tell us about your station.
It's a multicultural station, and we service about 40 different ethnic communities. So I actually come on a Sunday morning after a Hungarian show.
Right,
and
okay.
After me, there's a Haitian program.
Right, a lot of churning of the audience then.
Very much so, very much so. So the listener base actually has to make a conscious decision to tune in. It's not the type of station that you would have permanently on. So consequently, it also means that the listeners tend to pay attention. So it's a very focused, targeted type of broadcasting.
And what's the potential audience there? Is there first generation? Are there Irish nationals there? Are there first generation and other people like Anne going back?
Indeed, we have probably maybe 1,500, 2,000 Irish born. But in Ottawa, at a census, I think was the one previous to the most recent, about 240,000 people indicated Irish descendancy, which roughly represents about 25% of the population or thereabouts, because Ottawa is a bit like the size of Dublin, around 1 million people. So that was just in what was the city of Ottawa. But then when you get up the Ottawa Valley, you asked about where Ottawa was earlier on. It's the confluence of three rivers. There's the Ottawa River, the Rideau River, and the Gatineau River. And so logging was the historic industry. And after the canal was built, where the Irish predominantly built the canal between 1826 and 1832, an awful lot of people then migrated out of Ottawa up to what's called the Ottawa Valley. And the names in the Ottawa Valley can be traced to various parts of Ireland, and they're still very predominant. So like there, you would have Murphys, you'd have Burns, you'd have Kellys, you've the whole lot, and you've Delaney's, you name it, they're all up the valley. And the Ottawa Valley dancing is something that Ireland has become familiar with, and it's now back because it's very like Shannos dancing. And the chieftains a number of years ago had the Polanski brothers with them, and they were Ottawa Valley dancing. So again, it's the Shannos type style.
Right, and so we have an Irish connection in there, because I know that Newfoundland, we seem to have quite a number of Irish in there as well. So we've pockets of Irish, do we?
All across the country. And in Newfoundland, on the southern shore, it's Powers and Hearns predominantly, and the accent is very much akin to Waterford. And then as you move across into Nova Scotia, into Prince Edward Island, into New Brunswick, the Irish landed in St. John, New Brunswick as much as, but also in Quebec. And in Quebec, there's a very strong Irish history of people who arrived on Grosse Isle and were adopted. What used to happen back in the 1840s when the famine ships arrived, it would happen at mass that the priest might get up and indicate that there were some orphans that needed a home. And parishioners would come forward and adopt these people. And one of the interesting characteristics of the Catholic Church in Quebec at that time was they actually allowed the children to retain their own name, even though they were being adopted and assimilated. So you would have, again, Murphys, you would have Johnson, like a former Premier Johnson, former Prime Minister Martin, Brian Mulroney, former Prime Minister.
So the names would carry on, and the ancestry then would be
very much, and these people, there's whole areas, and they wouldn't have a word of English. And yet they would have a very strong Irish name.
Right. Very good. Amazing. So what do you do on the programme? What's the content?
Well, I do a two-hour show. My first hour is a talk show, a bit like this, and I try and focus on what would have an Irish connection that would be relevant. I have I'm very fortunate. I have an arrangement with RTE that I start my show with the 8 o'clock news on a Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. So it says, this is Michael Murphy with the 8 o'clock news, followed by it says in the papers.
Yeah.
So that gives my listeners an actual...
A focus, base to start, yeah.
And then, like for example, last Sunday I had Colm Tobin, because Colm is in Ottawa this coming Sunday at the Writers' Fest. And I then had Dominic Kerwin, because I was fortunate to be on a cruise recently on the Mediterranean with Irish entertainers. And I also had George Casey, a comedian. This coming Sunday, what I've decided to do for 2013 for the Year of the Gathering is on the last Sunday of every month, I feature gathering stories and also Ireland reaching out. So what I wanted to do was put some flesh on the bones of what the gathering was about and also what Ireland reaching out is about, because it's a wonderful concept. but to actually talk to people who have other organised gatherings and to put it to them, what are you doing? And has this brought in people from outside of Ireland more than you had in previous years, and how successful has it been?
Very good. So CJLL, anyway, for Austin Cumberton on that. Well done. Great to meet you.
Yeah, we're out there on the web as well.
We stream,
we podcast, and I see about a giga download every day. Of my stuff, which is...
So, Lynn, what's in store then? Tell us just the event.
Well, we've a great sample programme of events. On the Friday, the event will be launched.
That's the date of?
September the 13th.
Okay.
That'll be launched by the Canadian Ambassador, Loyola Hearn. And we're going to launch Canada's Wicklow Roots Exhibition, which will be a permanent portable exhibition of Wicklow's connections with Canada. We'll have speakers from Canada and from Ireland who are going to be speaking throughout the weekend. We're going to have living history performances, the launch of the New Brunswick Archives exhibition. One of the ships with the Wicklow people went to St. Andrews in New Brunswick, and the archives there have mounted a wonderful exhibition about all the Irish going to New Brunswick. So the archives are bringing that over, and with them will be Professor Stuart Donovan from St. Thomas University. We're going to have songs and stories that night, lots of entertainment. On Saturday and Sunday, there'll be an Ireland-Canada golf tournament, so if anybody wants to come up and join in and compete with the Canadian, there'll be tours of the house. The house isn't open to the public at the moment, but it will be, and they've renovated it beautifully. There's the original kitchen up there, the original laundry, etc. We're going to have meet and greet so that the visitors coming over can meet their
cousins. Details are available on which site?
It will be on the www.canadacomehome.com. Also, we're on Facebook, and that's a very active Facebook page, and they can get in touch. We'd like to put out a call to anybody in Wicklow with Canadian relatives, whether they their ancestors or more recent, and also to get in touch with us regarding stories, because it's, even though it's focused in Coolattin and the Fitzwilliam Estate, Canada Come Home is about all parts of Wicklow.
Very good. So. Got to leave it there, Lynn. Thank you very much. Anne, with a surname Burns. Fantastic. Good to meet you. And thank you very much indeed, Austin. Thank you.
Thanks, Declan.
Good morning to you. East Coast.